So does that number shock you?
Yeah, heck yeah, it shocks me. I think time goes by so fast, man. I just remember my first couple games in the big leagues, and now it's my 1,000th game, man. Time flies.
You've endured a lot over the past couple years, so, I mean, does it make it a little sweeter to reach that kind of milestone?
Oh, for sure, man. You know, like I said, it's been a grind the last couple years, you know, with injuries and things like that. But, I mean, to get to this point is a blessing, man. I think no one ever thought I would be playing in the major leagues, let alone 1,000 games in the major leagues. So, for some people, that might not seem so many games. For a lot of people, that might seem like a lot. For me, that seems like a lot, so... I know guys that play way longer than me and way more games, so I got a long way to go to catch up to some of these other guys.
You got up here pretty quick for the first time. How different are you from that guy?
You grow. You grow every year, you know, as a person and as a baseball player. I think every year you experience something different, some different obstacles, but you learn from all your mistakes, and you keep going, you keep grinding. So I think with every game, you get better and better as a person and as a baseball player. So, like I said, it's a blessing to be able to be out here and play a game I've been playing since I was 4 years old.
Do you have a personal highlight from the past several years?
There's so many, man, but just being here in itself is a highlight. Every day I wake up and know I get to come to the baseball field and get to be able to play a baseball game is a highlight to me. So, you know, every day is a highlight for me.
You've spent, obviously, every one of those games has been as a Dodger, and you could play another 1,000 games as a Dodger, basically. Does the legacy of being with the Dodgers and the fact that you're rising up the team charts and all that stuff mean anything?
Yeah, for sure. I think everybody wants to, you know, stick with the team that gave them a chance and drafted them. And, you know, there's a good possibility that I might be here, you know, for a long, long, long time. So if I could end my career anywhere, of course I would love it to be with the Dodgers. But, I mean, you never know. You know, you never know what can happen with baseball. Baseball's a crazy game. But, you know, I love playing here, love being here. And, you know, may the legacy continue, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah. Did you, I don't know if you caught any of the old-timers game on Saturday, but did you talk to any of those guys at all?
No, I mean, I see a lot of those guys, and we talk all the time. So I know what they experienced and, you know, what it means to be a Dodger and wearing that jersey every day with the Dodgers across you is very special. And, you know, not a lot of people get to play for the Dodgers, and I'm able to play with them and get to experience a lot of different things that a lot of people don't get to.
Right. And lastly, obviously you accomplished a lot for the first 1,000 games. What are your goals going forward? What are you still trying to improve at, get better at?
Every year you try to get better and better at everything. I'm still learning now. You know, I played 1,000 games in the big leagues. You know, I think every day, every year, you still learn more and more about yourself and about, you know, different ways to be successful in the big leagues. So I think I can get better at a lot of things. I think I can get better at everything. There's still more I need to learn and more I can do. So, you know, excited to see where this journey takes me.
Do you remember anything? What do you remember from game one?
Game one? My first game in the big leagues? Oh, I struck out 3 times and I made an error. But I got my first hit.
Yeah.
So it was a bittersweet day for me. And my mom got to see it. You know, my family was there. My mom and dad were there, so they got to see me, you know, being the big league. I was in Washington, D.C., and playing in that big old soccer field.
That's right. Yeah.
it was a moment to remember. It was tough, but it got better as time went on.
You went on that tear really quickly.
Yeah, I did. And then after that, I kind of disappeared on them for a minute, but then I came back strong.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool.
All right. Thanks, man.